بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال: إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض، وفي رواية: إلا شريكوكم في الأجر. رواه مسلم. رواه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: رجعنا من غزوة تبوك مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: إن أقواما خلفنا بالمدينة ما سلكنا شعبا ولا واديا إلا وهم معنا حبسهم العذر. حضرت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى mentioned that we were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in one battle or expedition. And the second narration explains which battle it was. It was the battle of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that verily there are some people in Madina Munawwara who are left behind, did not physically participate or join us in this expedition. But the condition is such that, O my Sahaba, he is addressing those who came out with him. He says, Ma masirtum masira wa la qata'tum wadiya. You haven't traveled any distance, nor have you passed any valley, illa kanu ma'akum. Except that those Sahaba who were left behind in Madina Munawwara, they will still get, they are still with you as far as reward is concerned. They had a valid excuse, a shari'i excuse, that caused them to remain back in Madina, and they were unable to participate in this expedition of Tabuk. What was the excuse? Habasahumul udru, or in the other riwayat, habasahumul marad. Sickness kept them back. Because of this illness, they were unable, they were not fit enough, didn't have the physical strength to join us in this expedition. They were compelled to remain behind in Medina. But if they had the strength, because of the sincerity of the intention, they had genuine niyat to join us, they will still be rewarded. So this hadith also tells us about the importance of niyat. A person has a genuine niyat to do some good deed. But because of a shari'i excuse, for example, sickness, he is unable to accomplish that particular deed. He is unable to do and perform the deed. Allah Ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, Allah still blesses that person with the full reward. So these people, these Sahaba who remained behind and they were unable to join Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Battle of Tabuk, which took place in the 9th year of the Hijrah. And this was the last expedition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his demise from this world. This expedition was against the Romans. No fight ensued. There was no battle. Sahaba had gone out for jihad because the Romans were going to attack the Sahaba. They were going to attack Madina Munawwara. But Allah Ta'ala made it such for a period of 20 days they remained there. But the enemy became very scared and they fled. So there was no war that took place, but this was the last expedition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this hadith we understand that those people who could not go due to sickness, they still get the full reward of the mujahideen because of the sincerity of the intention. وعن أبي يزيد معن بن يزيد ابن الأخنس رضي الله تعالى وهو وأبوه وجده صحابيون قال كان أبي يزيد أخرج دنانيرا يتصدق بها فوضعها عند رجل في المسجد فجئت فأخذتها فأتيته بها فقال والله ما إياك أردت فخاصمته إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لك ما نويت يا يزيد ولك ما أخذت يا معن. رواه البخاري. This hadith narrated to us from Abu Yazid. Abu Yazid's name was Ma'an. Ma'an, and according to the narrator, according to the ulama, they have mentioned, huwa wa abuhu wa jadduhu sahabiyun. He was fortunate that he was a sahabi, his father was a sahabi, and his grandfather also sahabi, radiyallahu anhu majma'in. So he explains, he says, my father, Yazid, Ma'an is a son, father is Yazid. Now, my father used to took out some dinar, some gold coins, to give some charity. I misunderstand two important things here. In those days, when they had some charity to give out, then a particular person was deputed in the masjid by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Amir of the time. So Rasulullah had deputed a particular person in the masjid to sit there, like how we have a collection box at times. So this particular person's job was to sit in the masjid, and people would come and give him the optional charity or whatever charities they had. So he'll keep it as though he's a collection box. Then a poor and needy person will come to him, and he would see the person, and he would realize, okay, this person is needy, he's not needy, he's a poor person, he's not poor, he deserves, he doesn't deserve. And then he would give out those, the monies that was given to him for distribution. So this person is sitting in the masjid. There also, second important point, we have to understand that the coins they had, the dinars, the gold coins and the silver coins, were not minted at that time, in the time of Rasulullah. So we didn't have, like at that time, paper notes like how we have today. We didn't have the coins that we have today which are minted. They had pieces of gold and pieces of silver, different sizes, different weight. And therefore they used to actually weigh these pieces of stone when they had to sell anything or buy anything. The pieces of stone, of gold and silver were weighed. So different sizes, different shapes, and each person knew the type of gold piece that he had or the silver piece he had. So the father comes to the masjid and he leaves these gold coins to give as optional charity according to the ulama and the commentators. He leaves it by this person. Shortly after that, his son comes and he, because he was needy, so he goes to this person and this person gives him these gold coins. So that is what he's saying here, that my father, Yazid, took out some gold coins through which he could give some optional charity. فَوَضَعَهَا عِنْدَ رَجُلٍ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ He placed it by a man in the masjid who was in charge of this. He says, then I came, the son came, فَجِئْتُ So because I was needy, the person saw my condition, فَأَخَذْتُهَا And I went home. I took this gold coin, I went home. The moment I went home, my father recognized this was his gold coins that he had just given to this person in the masjid to give out as optional charity to some needy person. The father immediately says, Wallah, Allah's qasam, ma iyaka aratu. I didn't intend to give you these gold coins. So obviously they took this case now to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they explained. The son says, I went, I was needy, I took these gold coins. The father said, I didn't intend him, it was meant for some other poor person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi looked at the case, heard the case, and then he says, laka ma nawaita ya Yazid. He tells the father, whatever good niyat you had, you have got full reward for it. And he tells the son, whatever you took, you deserve that gold coins because you were needy. So even though the father didn't intend his son to receive that optional charity, if it was zakat, you cannot give your children and you cannot give your fathers. But it was optional charity, therefore he was worthy of it, he was eligible of receiving that, although the father didn't intend him specifically. He made niyat for some poor person. And because he was needy, the son was needy, then he deserved it. It was rightful for him to take it. But this hadith tells us again that the father got full reward because his niyat was to give to a needy person. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. All his ahadith pertaining to niyat. And again, every single day we should rectify our intention, do things solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can see from these incidents that the sahaba who were sick, they could not go. But because the niyat was so correct, Allah Ta'ala gave them the full reward. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب